The Witness. Starring Robert Young, Rosemary DeCamp, and Marvin Miller in The Witness. And here is your host in Hollywood, Robert Young. In the normal course of most any day, every one of us is a witness to matters of life and death. The way we involve ourselves in these vital matters makes our own lives worthwhile or meaningless. We've all heard the expression, youth is such a wonderful time of life, it's a shame to waste it on young people. Well, parents who go through the rigors of the teens with their children aren't so sure it's a wonderful time of life. They're often more frustrated than the teenagers themselves.
More coffee, Rod?
Thanks, honey.
Oh, Cindy's late.
Well, she's late every morning.
Seems to have something on her mind all the time.
I sometimes wonder whether there's anything on her 16-year-old mind except Cindy Parker and that pop music.
I'll call her again. Cindy?
Cindy! All right, Mom, I'm coming!
Turn that thing off, Cindy.
Okay, Dad. Now, you have some breakfast, Cindy. You need it before a long day at school.
I just want a glass of water.
Your mother said eat your breakfast.
I tell you, I don't want it. Just leave me alone.
Dr. Gibbs told you to eat regularly, Cindy.
He doesn't know what he's talking about. If he gave me something to make me sleep, it'd be more like it.
There you are, you see? Now, that's... None of us know what we're talking about. That's just difficult.
Oh, now it's a cinch I'll flunk the English test.
Rod, you shouldn't upset her.
I upset her? Oh, that's great. The sooner she learns the whole world isn't going to run to suit her moods, the better.
I'm leaving!
Drive carefully!
Holy smoke, if she's going to drive like that!
Rod, what are we going to do? She's a total stranger.
I don't think that defeats me. It seems we can't be right no matter what we do.
Drama club meeting this afternoon?
Sure. Who are you voting for?
That's the problem.
Oh, you mean Cindy.
I'd like to vote for her, but...
Me too, but...
That's what a lot of kids are saying.
Oh, you mean I'd like to vote for Cindy, but...
I'd vote for Cindy, but...
Oh, hi, Cindy.
Betsy and Jim, my good friends, talking about me behind my back.
Well, we said we wanted to vote for you.
I don't want your vote. I want to be elected to the crummy job anyway.
Cindy, that isn't fair to Jim.
Oh, you're welcome to him, Betsy. I'm through with him and you and the drama club.
Now, does everyone understand what we've been through? Cindy. Cindy, did you get that down?
What?
No, you were gazing out of the window. Get it from Betsy. Well, there's the bell. See you tomorrow.
Is the test on Tuesday, Mr. Clark?
Yes, Jim. Cindy, come here a moment, will you? Look, what's the trouble?
I don't know what you mean.
Oh, cut it out, Cindy. Look, you're a good student, on the edge of an A. But lately you've slipped. You don't listen half the time, and...
Leave me alone!
Take these out, please.
What's your name?
Cindy Parker.
Parker? One moment, please. Parker, this card says you have 3 books overdue. Now, you know the library rules. You can't take out any more books until the others are returned.
How am I going to do my history then?
Quiet, young lady. You'll disturb the others.
I won't be quiet. What's the library for if it isn't to take books out? Oh, keep your books!
Test? All right, you can begin.
Mr. Clark?
Yes, Cindy?
May I have a pen? This one's run out.
I'll bring you one. Do try to come here with everything ready, Cindy.
I did try. How could I know my pen was going to run out?
Get on with the test.
Mr. Clark?
What is it now, Cindy?
May I open this window?
Oh, can't you keep quiet, Cindy?
Give no talking. All right, Cindy, but quietly and quickly. Cindy, please keep quiet.
Oh, I can't stand any more of this.
Wait, Cindy!
Hey, girlie, look out! You can get killed that way!
Hey, what was that girl?
What happened?
Some kid from the high school, I think.
Hey, he's headed for the lake.
I'll get her!
Mr. Clark!
Stop.
Let me go!
Okay, now, Cindy. Cindy, relax. Now, here we go. Ah, that's better. Before I see Cindy in the infirmary.
We'd certainly like to hear anything you have to say, Mr.
Yes,
Clark.
Yes, we're worried sick about Cindy.
I'm sure you are, Mrs. Parker. Mr. Parker. Well, if you really want me to say what's on my mind, it's best to be blunt.
That's right.
Oh, please, tell us anything you think we've done wrong.
Or haven't done at all.
Well, there's one thing you haven't done.
What's that?
What?
Well, Cindy's a bottled-up bundle of nerves. She's all shut in, ready to scream at a moment's notice and jump in the lake. Just wouldn't happen if she could open up to you.
Oh, but Mr. Clark, how do we get her to do that?
Well, treat Cindy like a real person. And that's what you're not doing.
I don't see.
You aren't the only parents with this teenage problem. It's a hard road to be a good, understanding parent.
Oh.
But when young people get into this state at this age, it's because they're not being allowed to grow up.
Grow up? Well, but Cindy is, Mr. Clark. Look at her. Her clothes, her makeup, driving her own car, a telephone in her room.
But what about her own ideas? Her opinions? Do you listen to those?
Oh, most of them are too childish to listen to.
There you are, Mr. Parker. Don't you see? You give her a telephone of her own and then say she's too childish to listen to. Give it some thought, will you? Sit here? Well, you look great after our swim. You know, your hair's cute like that. You'll never guess what I thought about when I was jumping into that water, Cindy. I was afraid you'd be stronger than me and you'd have to pull me out instead of me pulling you out.
I guess you've come to ask all the usual questions.
Such as?
How could you do it, Cindy? What were you thinking of to cause all that trouble, Cindy? Don't you ever think of anyone but yourself, Cindy?
I came to see you, Cindy. I know all the answers, so I don't have to ask the questions. How about that? You know, Cindy, I'll bet that swim did you more good than all the medicine in the world.
Will it keep me from doing it again?
I'll just talk to your father and mother.
I bet they didn't listen.
Oh, they listen. I'm a teacher, remember?
Did you teach them a lesson?
Cindy. Cindy, don't you know they're proud of you? They love you, Cindy, and you do them, too, but none of you are making it easy for the other to solve the problem.
We aren't?
You shut things up inside of you, and that frustrates them. They haven't let you stand up and have your own opinions and your own life, and you want to get away from them. Yet you want the security of home and family. Once the left hand knows what the right hand is doing, you can handle it. Hey, you and I have to get to class.
You mean go face the kids after...
Young lady, you're expected in my algebra class at 1:15. Swim or no swim.
We get ourselves into such a stew.
Cindy! Oh, you're back! How was the rest of the day?
It was okay. I got an A-minus on my history test.
Oh, you did? Oh, that's great.
And Miss Barsotti let me stay after school and make up the English. It was really nice of her to stay with me.
Oh, Cindy, darling, I'm sorry. It's so silly to cry now.
Oh, that's all right, Beth. You cry. I may cry, too. We've all had too many things shut up inside us. We're not ever going to be like that again.
No.
We'll go on making mistakes, Cindy, but not that one. At least we'll do our best. Okay?
I'll try, Dad.
Well, shall we go out to dinner together, Cindy, or... Are you still on a water diet?
I've had all the water I can take today, Dad. Tonight, I'd like a steak.
You have been listening to The Witness. And here again is your host, Robert Young. In our homes, when our children rebel against our authority and express their resentment against us, we aren't always able to accept these hostile expressions. Cindy Parker's problem was the problem of most teenagers, loneliness and isolation in the middle of a crowd. I wonder if we listen to their problems. Do we assume the answer before they ask the question? Have we forgotten the frustrations every one of us go through in the teen years? How can we give our children their freedom and still assure them of our love and security? I'd like to thank Rosemary DeCamp, Janet Waldo, Marvin Miller, Virginia Gregg, and Tim Mathis for sharing their talents with us, and thanks to each one of you for being with us.
Transcribed in Hollywood, The Witness is produced by Marjorie Hunt Pearson, directed by Thomas Freeburn Smith, and written by Lawrence Waddy. This is Art Gilmore speaking for the Episcopal Church, which presents The Witness. We hope you'll join us again soon for the next Witness.